So I've been wrestling with the whole concept of what is your life? When Jesus says to lose it, to let go of it, what is he saying? Right? So it's not an easy, quick answer. So as I meditated on that truth or that reality the last few days, what I've started to see more clearly, our life is not a score. We should say this was a good day or a bad day. Who's the scorer? Us? We can't score our life. We can't truly know what we're doing, if it's correct. I mean, we can know when we sin, we get the conviction of sin. But what I'm talking about is whatever conversations we might have had, the words we said in that conversation, the thoughts we had, the places where we went, the prayers we uttered, the games I watched, what I thought about while I was watching the games, and then you try to score it. The sales we made, right? Like we evaluate ourselves by revenue, how much revenue we can create. We evaluate ourselves just so many ways that is in the temporary. It's in the human envelope. It's in this world. And Jesus clearly said in John chapter 12, 25, you hate your life in this world, which tells us how to score. I mean, we score in this life. But when we get before the throne at the final hour, at the end of days, who's going to score? The king. And that's all that matters. And that takes time to conclude. Even the words I'm saying right now, they wouldn't have come out of my mouth 10 years ago, 5 years ago. And who knows, maybe not even a year ago or 6 months ago. Because God led me to John 12 the last week at this point in my life and put on my heart the word, your life. How does one lose one's life? It's not an easy question, but yet it's the question that hangs over all of us. Every human being that's ever been born and has a sense of its entity being sentient and real, like a life with a brain and an ability to conceptualize and think about things and look up and have eyes to see or feel. Every one of us that enters that phase of human existence has a life that has to be lost, let go of. Because he says if we lose it, we find it for eternal life. We get this lost life, the dead life. So we naturally choose the cross as the way to die because that was presented. And it is presented. And it's right there staring at us, the cross. And he says, take up your cross. But it's just not that simple. It's a daily grind. It's a mind thought life. It's a way of viewing things. And then as each day takes place, is an open-handedness to each day. And then there's a completion of each day, a meditation on that day before the throne with an open-endedness that says, Lord, how would you evaluate this day? So that, to me, is part of the losing of the life in this world and gaining eternal life is because we're living in the future. We're living, thinking about the day when everything will be seen and known by God. The whole life will be there right in front of us. Every word, every thought, every action, every step will all be before the throne. And thus, evaluation will be done by the eternal King, the Lord of Lords, the Lord of Hosts. So that is a sobriety and fear and humility and a a way of execution of a life after awareness is shown to you by the throne. This is how I want you to think and be. And only God, through the Spirit, by the Spirit, can get a man or a woman or any human to even say these words, but also to think the way he wants us to think about our life here on earth.